Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, May the 27th, 2026. 5:27:26, 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Glad to have you with us. If there's anything on your mind this morning, feel free to weigh in, 740-383-9944. Hope you enjoyed those clips before we went to the break of the late Clarence B. Jones on this program. Died yesterday at the age of 95. The man who helped write Dr. Martin Luther King's famous I Have a Dream speech, also was his attorney, close friend, so on and so forth. Now, also this morning, on the news front, we have the discussion of the would-be fire station here in Marion. Last night, City Council voted to take the Rite Aid building and lease it to Goodwill for 6 months, with the option to renew for another 6 months while the fire station is on hold because of the loss of Marion's bond rating, as well as the other financial issues in the city right now. So we'll see what happens with the fire station. Does anybody have anything to say about that? There were no dissenting votes in council last night, and really not a whole lot of discussion on this. So maybe people feel it's the right thing to do. Now, I said earlier, our social media page is getting quite a lot of feedback on this, and the majority of it seems to be very negative toward the city. People are not very happy that this is going on, but, you know, such is life now. We've got the bus fare rate increase, so on and so forth. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's Scott?
You know, I'm good this morning. I wish we could get just a stretch without rain, but I was told that after today, we're going to get that stretch.
Well, you know, one thing about it, you can complain about the weather and nobody can challenge you.
No. Everything else we can, and trust me, everybody does complain about everything else. We can all complain about that and work on it.
You know, part of it, I think, is everybody's on their computer, so if they know how to figure it out on their computer, then they think they're on top of it. They know everything. And sometimes, maybe not. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay, so they leased the fire department's plot. Where does that money go into the fire department, or does that money go into the general fund?
Well, what was said last night was that the money would go into the general fund, but because they can't put it into the levy fund, they're not able to do that. But it will be earmarked for things for the fire department.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
Well, that's what they said. I just, I'm not saying because I don't know the truth of the matter, but I thought the explanation of Goodwill called the city because they knew that the city had purchased this building, and they knew the city was in financial trouble and probably wouldn't be doing anything with it. So they called and made this offer. Now, maybe that's the way it happened, but that seems a little strange.
That is the way they made it, but did they not get a real deal when we need the money?
Well, that's what a few people on social media are saying. They're saying for that kind of space and for that kind of a commercial area, the rent is way low.
Well, I don't. You know, the sad part of it is, once somebody tells you a little white lie, then you question everything that comes out of their mouth.
Well, and I think, again, this is one of the problems with the city administration right now, is that you really don't know what is going on. And now, also, I would like to say that last night, because maybe it was because of the meeting being on a Tuesday because of Memorial Day, there was hardly anybody there last night. And there was no real discussion on anything last night. So the fact that this passed without any dissenting votes was really, it just seemed like people wanted to get out of there last night.
Well, but that's not really, if you got the council sitting there, which one of those said, but that money will go back in the fire department fund.
That came from the mayor.
Oh, okay. And not saying that he's right or wrong or whatever, but, you know, you start saying, is that written down and in place, or is that just we said that?
Well, now that brings up a whole nother question, that if this rent money is earmarked for the fire department, then how does it help the city's financial situation?
Bingo.
Right. So it leaves you with more questions than you started with.
Isn't it sad, Scott, no matter what they do, we question it? And it's because of sometimes they've been a little careless with the truth. And now we think, you know, it's kind of like when somebody lies to you once, takes you a long time to believe them again.
Well, and I'll tell you, I did pick up on something last night at that meeting. I was told by a few council people that they have received a lot of blowback on this curbside recycling. And I feel they're going to get blowback on this because this is also a story that's getting a lot of attention on the social media, like curbside recycling did. And
well, you know me, Scott, I'm a real proponent for the fire department. And remember the first time that come up over there, and then after that it was kind of snowballed, and I'd had errors mention it when I went in, and it just got a little messy.
Well, you know, I just think that there is, there's a lot of stuff going on in Marion right now that is very unsettling to people, and I feel they feel that they can't do anything. And I honestly don't know what people can do at this point. I guess vote when it's time. I don't know. They're asking for 4-year terms. We'll see. That I think that has one more reading in council.
Bringing that up, Scott, remember when the mayor, his first term when he was elected, and how many people... Was there not three or maybe three people, veterans, sitting on council and everybody else was new?
Right.
Well, then don't tell me that they said, you know, well, you know, we switch them. Because that's kind of when it started snowballing, is when we had all new people. And, you know, when you... elect somebody that's never even come in and sat down at a council meeting. How do they know they want the stinking job?
Well, this is one of another great irony, much like the fire station question, is the person who is championing this 4-year term change is the gentleman who primaried the most tenured council person running last year. This is Ralph Smith, who primaried Jason Schauber, who was the person on council with the most tenure who was still running to stay on council, and now that person who defeated him in the primary is saying council needs longer terms because we don't want a bunch of new people up here. But you primaried the person who had been there the longest who was running again.
Well, that was really a burr for me because... Why would the mayor support a person that was running against a veteran council person?
Well, I think the common wisdom would be, and you'd have to talk to the mayor about this, but I think the common wisdom was he did not like Jason.
You think?
Well, he would probably tell you different, though, if you asked him.
Well, yeah, of course he would. But, you know, anyway, well, Jason's free and clear. He can go just do whatever he wants now, can he?
He can, but you know, see, this is, there's a rhyme and reason to most things I bring up on this show. Now, a lot of this is city government because people seem to be more interested in that right now than before. And that's partially because the city seems to be falling apart. I mean, there's a new story every week. But, you know, this whole popcorn festival story, we did the thing on the Women's Club a few weeks ago about you know, their attendance possibly being down, and Valerie Wigton came in and the president of the Women's Club and straightened that all out. But what's fascinating to me about Marion, and I don't know if it is this way everywhere, people are very touchy. If you criticize anything they do or don't like something that they've done, even if you agree with 90% of what they do, even if you think of 90% of what their organization does, they don't like it. And that's why this popcorn festival story is interesting to me. Because honestly, I didn't go to the popcorn festival one day last year. We didn't broadcast from there. I didn't go. I didn't know the talent. It doesn't mean anything to me. But what I find very strange is that the president of the popcorn festival would fire back on people because they are saying they're not happy with the talent. Now, that's people's right to say they're not happy with the talent. It's just like saying I went to a movie and I didn't like it. I don't understand why people are so touchy. What city council, the mayor seems to be that way. You know, if you criticize him, he doesn't like it. If you criticize him on one thing, he does not like it. I don't get that attitude. Nobody's perfect all the time.
Well, yes, and I'm sorry that we don't have the respect, but you have to earn the respect. And once you screw it up, it takes you twice as long to get it back. And I'm not saying he's right, wrong, or indifferent, but, you know, we've seen a few little things. Number one, when it was time for Jason to rerun, he'd been there forever. Why would he support, now, didn't the other guy, wasn't he councilman at large?
Yes.
Okay. And why would you support against a veteran council person? Well, we know why, but, you know, it just is a little muddy water there, I guess I would say. But I did wonder, and they can say that it goes back in the fire department fund, but maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
Hey, by the way, on a happy note, have you tried the strawberries or watermelon this year?
Yes, I did at my great-granddaughter's birthday party, and I want to tell you, one of the other grandmas brought a watermelon, and she sliced it up. And, oh, good God, there goes the street sweeper. Well, I bet he's getting lost. Anyway, she cut it up and sliced it up, and every kid was walking around there with a piece of watermelon eating it. Probably the biggest thing going on, and all she'd gone was gone, got this watermelon and sliced it up in pieces, and kids went up and got it, and off they went.
It was
quite interesting.
Well,
there was a herd of kids there, I'm telling you.
Well, I was just surprised because obviously I've had strawberries in my life, and I like strawberries. But a couple weeks ago, somebody offered me a strawberry somewhere. I was at somewhere where there were some fresh strawberries, and I bit into that thing. I didn't have to put a thing on it. I didn't have to put any kind of sugar or sweetener or shortcake or anything like that. And the strawberry was so good, so delicious on its own. Something, I think it must be this rain. Something's doing it.
There's more moisture. Anytime that you see, you know, when it's really dry, the fruit is usually very good.
Well, I tell you, we've got good fruit this year.
We got a lot of rain.
We certainly
did. Don't you wish you had 5,000 acres?
Oh, my gosh. I'd be a rich man. Well, so, you know,
You wouldn't be rich. You'd wonder if he's going broke.
Well, I don't know. You know, the people, I've always said this, the people who farm the land across from me, I think they do pretty well every year.
Well, yeah, my son works for a farmer that does 8,000 acres, I think. And, you know, this kind of weather, but I think they just say, oh, it'll even out, you know.
And it usually does by the fall.
So, anyway, hey, Scott, have a good day. Keep talking to yourself.
That's why. You know, you got to do something.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning. Wednesday morning, see? I thought it was Tuesday because of Memorial Day. Wednesday morning, May the 27th, 2026. Feel free to weigh in if you've got anything to say, 740-383-9944. Yeah, kind of a slow morning on the phones, but you know, all the years we've been doing this, nearly 12 years now, you have those mornings where the phone rings, and you have those mornings where the phone doesn't ring. 740-383-9944. But if you're out there listening, and I know you are, and you want to weigh in, remember, we're not going to ask your name, we're not going to ask your phone number, we're not going to do anything like that. It's just always good to get people's varying thoughts on things that are going on. And by the way, if you do just want to call in about the strawberries and watermelons, feel free, because I'll tell you, the precipitation certainly has made those all the better this particular year. I can speak firsthand to that. If you want to talk about last night's city council meeting and what's going on with the fire station, that it will be rented out to the Goodwill, $4,000 a month for 6 months with the option to renew. That certainly is an interesting subject. We've got the little kerfluffle going on with the popcorn festival and the public about the entertainment this year. Another little dust up. So there's always some, and the death of Clarence B. Jones, the speechwriter and collaborator of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, feel free to give me a buzz. Now, you know, it probably is true that when somebody is dishonest with you, it takes a long time to earn back their trust. And I don't know. It's a complicated situation, because anybody can be wrong. That can happen any day of the week. But if you are purposely misleading people, that's a whole different story. And I think that's where people get particularly angry. And I don't think people like spite. I don't think people like revenge. And maybe that's what the case was with Jason Schauber. You know, I don't know what the mayor's thought on that was, why he supported Ralph Smith in that primary, but, you know, these are marks that people remember, and maybe they'll remember them for a long time. But it is awful strange and ironic, I guess maybe is the best term, that the person bringing the legislation to get longer terms, because the idea of having all new members on council is a bad idea, is the person who primaried the most tenured person on council that was running for re-election. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, that's the truth. So, is that a little disingenuous? I don't know. It would have to go to the voters before it could ever be changed. But, you know, when you look at that on the whole, do people want politicians to have longer terms? I don't know that that's going to go over very well with the public. I really, really don't. I don't know if that'll be a starter, but who knows? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you've got anything to say, feel free to weigh in. 33 coming up on 34 minutes past the hour here on this rainy Wednesday morning's show. I said yesterday on the program, I did pass by the new Culver's location out in front of Meijer, and they do have a sign up there now saying that Culver's will be coming soon. I think a lot of people are excited about that. I think people like a good restaurant, and hopefully Culver's will be that. I don't know about Oxby's downtown. Now, I did pass by there last night. I know they are open. There wasn't much of a crowd down there last night about 7 o'clock, 7:30 I guess maybe it was. But who knows, not many people at Witt's last night, not many people at Lazee's. They're in that little strip between on Church Street across from Founders Park. But hopefully they're doing well. I mean, I think we all want to root for success in the end. New councilman last night, Nathan Stevenson from the 4th Ward was there last night and voted on a few things. Really didn't have much to say, but he's still very, very early in his term. So we'll see how that all shakes out in the end. A lot of stuff going on, to be sure. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, feel free to weigh in. You know what I was thinking about? As we're, what, a month and a half now away from the 250th anniversary of our country, I have been thinking, you know, Marion is not going to be 250 years old, but there are a lot of interesting history tidbits in Marion, Ohio. Now, we tend to talk about the same ones over and over and over because those are the popular ones, but like last week, we got into the conversation about former police chief John Long. And that's one of those stories that a whole lot of people don't remember, don't know much about. And it's not the greatest story in the world, but it is a piece of Marion history. And then there's great things like Turoff's Restaurant, which was here for 45 years, I think, in Marion. What great pies they had. Is there anybody out there in the listening audience who used to go to Turoff's when it was in downtown Marion for 45 years? I believe it closed in the early 90s or mid-90s, somewhere along there. Does anybody remember Turoff's? Does anybody remember any of the good restaurants we had here in Marion? You know, we used to have these conversations on the air quite a bit, and I like them. And maybe because I think we all learn history together in having these conversations. What great restaurants do you remember in Marion? Now, a lot of them were downtown. Of course, we had Turoff's. Of course, Cafe George was downtown. That was George Kasotis for a long time. We had, of course, the Isley Shop. The last Isley Shop out on 95, I thought was great. I still don't know why the Isley Shop went out of business. I think the Isley Shop was just Marion. Does anybody know why the Isley Shop went out of business? I'm sure something was said at the time. But that's also been in the 90s now. So that's been approaching 30 years since they've been gone now. It's hard to believe the Isley Shop has been gone 30 years. And then we had, I always get this wrong. Is it L and K? I think it's L and K, because it's Ludwig and Kibbe. We had all the L and K restaurants here in town that were very, very popular. I think those are all gone now. You know, I was thinking the other day, if you went into an L and K, what did you eat? What was the signature dish at the L and K restaurant? Does anybody remember? Now, I know there was an L&K where Denny's was. I think that's where the last one was. There was an L&K, where was it? It was out kind of where Aldi is. There was one there. And I believe there was one out on Delaware Avenue somewhere. I can't remember where the one on Delaware Avenue was. And there was also a waffle and pancake place, a breakfast place. Now, it was almost down by the towers, and I cannot remember the name of that place. But I remember it kind of had a yellow tint to it. But there was it was like waffles and pancakes. It was a breakfast spot. It was down by the towers. I think the building is long gone. But does anybody remember any of these places? Or remember any other places of that particular era? Marianne loves to eat. We love to talk about food. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So I figured with America 250, we could talk about this. And I'll tell you something else that used to be a very hot topic when it came to Marianne history, when we would talk about it on this show, and it still gets brought up at council meetings from time to time, is the old Tecumseh plant. Holy mackerel. Do people have memories of the old Tecumseh plant? And I think, well, I think this the memories of that hold up for particular reasons. I think number one, the way it closed and put people out of work, I think that was a problem. I think number two, they had two very, let's say, violent strikes there, union strikes in the 1980s, which isn't all that long ago, in the last 40 years, that people remember. That certainly was not a pleasant time. So a lot of people remember Tecumseh for that, not the good business that it was. They remember it for the strikes, and they remember for them leaving and leaving a lot of jobs empty. So there you go. Does anybody have any memories of the old Tecumseh here in Marion? That's also an interesting subject as we approach 250 years. Well, we've got 20 minutes left in the program. If anybody would like to weigh in or bring something up, please feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I always think these things are very interesting to talk about because every time we talk about them, no matter how many times we talk about them, people bring something new to the table. There's always somebody who's got a story that you might not have heard about these places that are interesting. And I certainly think the Isley Shop is one of them. I certainly think Tecumseh is one of them. I certainly think the L&K restaurants are one of them. Turoff's, Cafe George. I don't know if there are any others. You know, I'm trying to go back in the recess of my mind here and think of, well, there was always the story with the Klondike bars. Now, I knew nothing about this, but apparently when the Isley Shop was downtown, if you went into the Isley Shop, and I hope I'm getting this right, because the Isley Klondike bar is white on the inside. That's what a basic Klondike bar is. White ice cream on the inside with chocolate on the outside. And apparently, if you went downtown and you opened up your Klondike bar and the ice cream was pink, which I'm guessing it was strawberry, I don't know, or maybe it was just dyed pink, you got a free Klondike bar. So not only did you get the pink Klondike bar, but you got the free Klondike bar. Does anybody remember that? Now, I've had people tell me that over the years, but I certainly do not remember that. That would have been long before me. But apparently this was a thing. You'd go down there and you would try to get a free Klondike bar. And also, there was a... Well, we all remember Henny and Cooper, I think. Henny and Cooper, I believe, was in business through the 90s, I'm going to say. They were in business for quite a while. And I think they had a lunch counter at one point that people used to go in and eat at. You know, that was always a very positive thing, I think, for the most part. Well, anyway, does anybody have any history to add here? 43 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. History, always a very interesting and intriguing thing to learn about, and something we certainly all can learn from. Now, there also, I believe, was some kind of drugstore in downtown Marion that a lot of kids used to stop at after school to get, I think it was like candy and ice cream and things of that nature. But I can't remember what the name of that drugstore was. You know, the one that I remember that was in business for a long time was Fair Park Sundries. Now, Fair Park Sundries was over in the Fair Park area, obviously. It was right across from where the grocery store is, and it was run by a lady named Dorothy. And Dorothy is no longer with us, but she ran it for years and years and years, and eventually she shut it down. But it was kind of a pharmacy, but you could also get anything. She sold candy, a little bit of this and that. It wasn't a very big place at all. But then I heard Dorothy lived in Fair Park, and apparently Dorothy closed down the place, and she had a lot of cats, I guess. I don't know. These are the stories you hear. She ended up having a lot of cats, and I think when Dorothy went on to her reward, they went to her house and ended up finding all these cats. See, there's something you learn as time goes along. But she was always a very well-dressed lady, always a very well-kept lady, and she ran the Fair Park Sundries over in the Fair Park area. Does anybody remember being a kid in the Fair Park area, growing up and seeing Dorothy? She was there forever. I think she probably opened right about the time that Fair Park opened, and she was there long, long time. So anyway, if you have any memories of Dorothy or any of these other places we're mentioning this morning, feel free to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or maybe we don't remember these places. You know, time does go on, and as time goes along, sometimes we forget these places, and we forget these things. Let's see, what else was a big... Well, Smith Cardinal. You would have to say Smith Cardinal is a big part of Marion history. Bob Smith, who ran it over there on North Main Street for years and years and years. Now, that was a place that people liked to go. And I always remember people used to comment on how good the meat was, the meat department at Smith Cardinal. Now, I don't know what it was about the meat department there, but people loved the meat department. And I don't think they had any issues like Tecumseh did. So, there you go. There's another memory from Marion Pest. Now, here's a little trivia question for somebody out there. Here's a challenge for somebody listening. Does anybody remember what Turoff's was known for food-wise? I still see Mrs. Turoff every so often around town. Does anybody remember what Turoff's was known for food-wise? If you do, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember what the item was if you went into Turoff's and you wanted something to eat? This was the item that you wanted to order. I remember it very, very well. And I interviewed George Turoff not too long before he passed away. And I remember him and I talking about this particular item. And boy, they were the best over at Turoff's. Does anybody remember what the item was? 740-383-9944. What was Turoff's known for here in Marion, food-wise? You know, I have an article somewhere over here that talks about the closing of Turoff's, which I guess would tell you what year they closed. Let's see if I can find this article quickly. Again, feel free to call in if you want to add anything to the conversation. 740-383-9944. A nice little easy conversation this morning. Something not so political, not so current events-wise. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. Well, this is an article when Turov celebrated 70 years. So I guess they were open quite a while, 70 years. 1989, they were open 70 years. Okay, they closed after 73 years. They closed June of 1992. So it was the early 90s. June of 92. Let's see. Here's what the article says when Turov's closed. June 1st, 1992. The article says, a fond farewell after 73 years, Turov's closes. A 73-year love affair ended Friday. This love affair, however, didn't just involve two people, but the entire Marion community and what had become an institution in downtown Marion, Turov's Restaurant. Originally opened in 1919 by George Turov's uncles, George joined the family business in 1958 and had been at it every day since then, from morning to night. But Friday at 9 p.m., George and his wife Maria closed the restaurant's doors for good, ending a relationship that had brought them as much joy and satisfaction as it did their loyal customers. We regret leaving our good friends and customers, but it's a natural thing to happen, said George Turov. If not today, then 6 months, a year from now. Health problems and reaching retirement age, said Turov, were what led to him to decide to close the restaurant at this time. I would have been willing to two more years, but, George said, explaining that his hip ailment makes it painful for his wife to work all day, and she doesn't want to leave me here alone. And so, since Turov's children are out of school and on their own, now seemed like the time to close the restaurant. George added that Nora Beckel, the restaurant's cook since 1942, also is ready to retire. 1942 until 92. She was the cook for 50 years? My God. Wonder what does anybody remember Nora Beckel? We're ready to enjoy life, said George. After spending the last 33 years tending to the business, George isn't sure what comes next. First, get a little rest, he said. Then do whatever other senior citizens do. Find out what they do and join in. But he said it will be hard adjusting to a new way of life. I'll miss it very much, he said. After 33 years, I don't know how to react. I'll miss the work, the friends, everything. It's like a vacation. You go away, do something, and come back. Only we won't be coming back. Customer reaction, according to George, has been one of shock. They didn't believe it would happen, he said. We want to thank everybody that kept us busy and happy here. I'm very happy and very proud to be part of Marion and grateful for the support given us for so many years. And while Turop's will no longer operate a restaurant out of the 126 South Main Street location, George still has hope that someone will buy the prime location. What is at 126 South Main Street now? Isn't that interesting? Now, here's an ad for Turov's from the 1980s. Turov's, where good food and good people meet. Don't forget, mother deserves the best. And you will find the best only at Turov's. Bring mother for the traditional dinner, as you have for the last 61 years. She will appreciate very much our home-cooked food. Our sincere thanks to our old and new customers, serving 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Mother's Day. Turov's, 126 South Main Street. Closed in May of 92. So what is where Turov's is now? Does anybody know? I'm sure that's easy to check. 126 South Main Street. And I think Mrs. Turoff is still around. George passed away a few years ago. Rather unexpectedly, from my understanding. Let's see here. Let's see if I can find out what is at that location now. And by the way, phone lines are still open if you'd like to weigh in. 740-383-9944. Okay, 126 South Main Street. Well, here's the Turoff spot. Okay, well, what is there now? Well, if we pull up the... Well, is anything there? Okay, wait a second. Well, it looks like a parking lot. It's next to Faye Bank there. Is that where Baking People Happy is? No, that's 125 South Main Street. Is that where Turoff's was? Gee whiz, the brain's starting to go. Maybe it was 125. I see 129 there. It says for rent. 127 is where Baking People Happy is. Does anybody know what is where Turoff's was? Goodness gracious, you think you can figure out everything with the maps. 126 South Main. Okay. Well, let's see here. Is there a 126 South Main Street anymore? Did they tear the building down? Does anybody know? We've only got about 5 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 126 South Main Street. When I pull up 126 South Main Street, it just shows a parking lot. It shows the parking lot next to the Faye Bank. And then when I go over to Baking People Happy, I think it says 127. So if Baking People Happy is 127, and then there's an empty building that's 129 to the left, well, where in the world would Turoff's have been? All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I believe it's where the new barbecue place is, Ray.
Oh, so it's across the street.
It's across the street, right.
Oh, okay. Well, I was looking here because when I search 126, it shows Baking People Happy, but that's not right.
No, it's not. It was over there for all those years. And back to Isley. I remember I grew up in Cardington. We came into Marion. We always went to Isley to try to get one of those pink Klondikes and to get their shaved or chopped ham.
Now, was the pink Klondike, was that strawberry?
I don't remember.
But people used to come in and they wanted to get the pink Klondike so they could get the free one,
yeah,
right?
Get the free one, right.
Now, is the old Isley building downtown, is that still there?
Don't know. Can't remember. I know we got it downtown. Yeah, I think it is.
But
just past the square.
But Turoff's was where Ray Ray's. So I guess that's where, is that the new place, what do they call it, the warehouse down there or something? Smokehouse. I think Smokehouse.
No, it's right down there, across from Barry's.
You know, that Turoff's was such a great place.
It was. I didn't go there often because we didn't live here, but it was very good.
Do you remember what they were known for?
No, I don't.
The
pies.
That's it, the cream pies.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, but okay.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm glad you're out there, and I hope you enjoy the history this morning.
Oh, I have, so.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, see, it's just that easy, and we thank the caller for calling in there. So apparently it's where Ray Ray's, or the, I guess it's the new Smokehouse is what it is. We're also getting a picture of a map here. By the way, phone lines are open if you'd like to share any stories. Feel free to buzz in. I'm looking at the street here. Okay, there's 124. That's some kind of Halloween shop, it looks like. I doubt that's there right now. So where is 126? Boy, I'll tell you. Who knew this was going to be such a scavenger hunt here this morning? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I could be wrong, but I think Charles was on the northern end of that block where Ray Ray's is.
Well, is
picture
it?
I sent you?
Yeah.
I think, pretty sure. I remember going there as a kid. But I think the picture I sent you is where Turoff was. Ray Ray's is at the other end of that little building.
Well,
or that three-building block or whatever, you know, section.
Right, right. Well, it's weird because we know it was 126 South Main because that's what it said in the article. But if you search it on MapQuest, it puts you down in the Fahey Bank parking lot, which is, you know, obviously nothing there. And
see, I just Googled that, and that's the picture I got.
yeah, me too. And well, and Baking People Happy, it says, is 127. So it's got to be somewhere there.
No, I would almost bet. Yeah, I'd almost bet $100 on that. The picture I sent you is where Turoff's used to be.
So
that's where I would. I mean, just from my memory before anybody called or before anybody said anything, I just pictured it being in that, and I couldn't think you when you were asking what's there now. I couldn't think of what was had bought it, you know, since Luke Henry and everybody's been doing what they're doing. So I'm pretty sure that's where it was.
So it's just an empty building right now?
Yeah, it's for sale. If you look a little further in Google, it's up for sale.
Well, I was just looking here, 126 South Main, that there is a listing for the building, but it looks, my gosh, it looks like such a small building. I don't know how Turoff's was ever in there.
Like I said, I think Google and Google Maps sometimes are screwing thing up because it wasn't down by Fahey Bank. That's the thing, the biggest thing that threw up a flag when you were talking about it. Like I said, I'm pretty sure it was in that middle section where they always do the third Thursdays and all that, that main little section across the street from Barry's. You know, used to be Crawl Balls right across the street there, too. I'm pretty sure that's where it was.
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and it does say 126, and it is an empty building, but it seems to be the stretch there where the Midtown Apartments, which I don't think they are there anymore either, but that's 126 and a half, so maybe that's where it was. I don't know. I might have to drive down there after the show today and take a look, see what's in there.
I mean, I would think, I don't know, but I would think Luke Henry owns the building, I thought, but he owns all those other ones, or him and whoever Sheridan, I think, was at one point. But I think, like I said, the building where Ray Ray's is, and then there's a building to the north of it, or another or office, or whatever you want to call it, right there to the north, and then there's the one that I showed you in the picture, and then there's the alley.
Was
so,
hey, that's interesting.
So,
hey, thanks for calling.
For what it's worth.
Hey, appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right, well, maybe we'll do some if anybody wants to drive downtown Marion tonight and see what's where the old Turoff's was, 126 South Main was the address. History time. We'll be back tomorrow. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
When you first got that pilot script and you looked at Benson, now he was a housekeeper, but who was he to you?
Well, he was my grandmother, for one